On the southern border, the number of asylum seekers from Central America is straining federal border agencies, nonprofit organizations, local towns. Along Arizona's border with Mexico, the Trump administration is building more places to hold migrants. But it's also increasing pressure on a neighboring Mexico border city because of the administration policy known as Remain in Mexico that requires asylum seekers wait in Mexico for court dates. From the Fronteras desk at KJZZ in Phoenix, Michelle Marisco reports.
The U.S. Border Patrol spent $15 million to turn a parking lot at its vast Yuma sector headquarters in Arizona into a gleaming white tent compound. With temperatures topping 110 degrees, massive air conditioners loudly blast 60-degree air through the tents to cool them as the agency awaited the first group of migrants.
Depending on the amount of people that are in here, it's going to depend on how hard the system's going to work.
Agency spokesman Desi De Leon shows a group of reporters the compound. There are tents for sleeping, new cots stacked against a wall, and areas where migrants will be checked in and fed.
The cold meal is a turkey sandwich, chips, and fruit, and either some kind of juice. So
they'll also receive two hot meals a day and snacks. Outside, workers used a forklift to maneuver a washing machine into another tent.
We're washing their clothes and providing them something that's available to all of us that we would like to have as human beings, really. So.
The facility is designed to hold 500 families and lone children and went up as the Border Patrol was slammed by allegations that it mistreated children at its Clint, Texas facility. Asylum seekers are allowed to stay for up to 3 days, and then under President Donald Trump's controversial Remain in Mexico policy, will return to Mexico to await their asylum court hearing. It's a policy deemed unsafe for non-Mexican asylum seekers as violence hopscotches along Mexico's border cities.
Remain in Mexico has certainly further destabilized an already unstable situation.
Ariana Sawyer is with the advocacy group Human Rights Watch. She worries Central Americans will be targeted by drug cartels while they wait. She says that's already happened in other border cities. She says she spoke with one mother who was kidnapped in Ciudad Juarez for a ransom.
I mean, the man told her he'd kill her if he didn't get the money, which ended up being about $800.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been criticized for bottlenecking asylum seekers at the border, limiting the number of asylum seekers allowed to enter the U.S., a process called metering. Yuma Sector Chief Anthony Poroznik says CBP had no choice.
I think the ports of entry have to do some metering because they do have their job that they're responsible for legitimate trade and travel, and they only have so many people to do that job, and so they can only process so many people that are coming in to claim asylum or credible fear.
Across the border in San Luis Rio Colorado, Mexico, Martin Salgado plucks an old blue book sitting askew on a shelf and held together with scotch tape. He and his staff at Mexico's Casa de Migrantes painstakingly note the names of new arrivals trying to head north. It's the only official record either country has of who is trying to cross to ask for asylum in the U.S. The people here are predominantly from Mexico, but also
Venezuela, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Colombia, Haiti, Azerbaijan, Senegal.
His shelter was intended for deportees to stay for a short while, not for U.S. asylum seekers expecting to wait for months.
Pues primero Dios, estamos unidos.
Irles Vega says she hopes to God to arrive to the U.S., but she and her son have already waited in Mexico 2 months just to ask for asylum, the result of that metering. Under the Remain in Mexico policy, Vega will have to return to Mexico after she formally asks the U.S. for asylum. Martin Salgado worries temperatures are rising in the desert and there's no room left here.
No hay la infraestructura ni en Yuma ni en San Luis para atender esos flujos que se pretenden.
He says neither Yuma nor its neighboring Mexican town can handle a bigger bottleneck. Human Rights Watch says asylum seekers outnumber available beds 12-1, and many are left on the streets. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security beefed up infrastructure with those massive tents in Arizona, but the health and safety concerns it sought to avoid in the U.S. also fall on Salgado and the city of San Luis Rio Colorado to manage. For Here and Now, I'm Michel Marisco.